Golf Channel analyst Noda Begay is on site down at Bethpage Black for the PGA Championship this week. Golf Channel's live from the PGA Championship news coverage continues throughout the week prior to and immediately following live tournament coverage Thursday through Sunday. Let's head down to Long Island now. Here is a former member of the tour and golf analyst for the Golf Channel, Noda Begay. How you doing, Noda?
I'm doing great. How's everybody this afternoon?
We're doing good, very thanks. Well. I saw John Daly responded to Tiger Woods today. He didn't take it as a joke. Like, we were trying to interpret whether or not Tiger was goofing on him.
Well, they're buddies.
No, I know. And for those of you that aren't familiar, Tiger was asked about John Daly having access to a cart this weekend, and Tiger said, well, I played a major with a broken leg. And Daly came back today, and he kind of said, well, Tiger doesn't have all the facts, and I wish I could get this fixed, but I can't. Anyway, how do you feel about this, John Daly riding a cart at Bethpage?
I just don't feel like there's a place for it in these sorts of championships. I just don't think they should back the rules off because somebody has a condition that was developed just through old age and lack of exercise. And,
Well, isn't that the thing,
you know,
of it, Noda? Like, I mean,
he's lifestyle that's been really hard on his body, and I just don't think it's fair to the other players. I think it sets a bad precedent, and I just don't think you'd see something like this in other professional sports. And I think it sort of sets a bad standard for us.
Like, that's the thing about Daly. It's, you see pictures of him, and all he's doing is drinking beer and smoking cigarettes at different events, and all of a sudden, he's the guy of all people that's looking for the cart. Like, it's just,
and you know, certainly don't judge or tell anybody how to live their own lives, but, you know, there's consequences for, you know, certain choices that we make, and if you don't take care of your body and stay healthy, you know, it starts to move in the other direction, and we all know that as we get older in age, and golf's not particularly good on the body. Tiger's shown that, 4 knee surgeries, 4 back surgeries. You know, John's obviously struggling with a variety of things. I just, regardless of what the circumstances are, I just don't think it's a great thing as far as the PGA of America is concerned and as far as championship level golf is concerned.
We were joking last week, but I'll ask you this question. Is there anything that could go wrong with him driving this cart during the tournament? Like, you know, it's the course isn't built for carts, so could you see something, maybe an incident where he's driving by fans or something? Like, something goofy? Could that happen?
Well, that's always a concern. I mean, our live broadcast for NBC Sports, so like the Players' Championship or the Ryder Cup or big events like that, if I'm not walking or I get switched from one group to the next, I've got to ride a cart. So I have a driver that's on standby that sort of just shadows me along the way throughout the broadcast. And on occasion, when we are trying to make our way through the gallery, I mean, there's a lot of times where the spectators just aren't aware of you. And we have drivers that go through a training process and trying to understand just how to navigate the spectators and basically always approach them like you think that they can't see you, just so that there aren't any mistakes. So, you know, there is some exposure there. I mean, John's been obviously driving a golf cart probably his entire life. So, but you just can never predict what's going to happen, especially when there's thousands of people around and throw a little bit of alcohol in there and the atmosphere of the PGA Championship, and you just never know.
Noda, what do you think Brooks Koepka's comments, how did they resonate through the driving range or amongst the players yesterday? Pretty strong comments for a guy who I know he's a, you know, confident golfer and a very talented golfer, but those comments were... they were kind of out of left field, and the players must have had some response to that.
The comments related to the majors being the easiest tournaments to win?
Oh, yeah. And half the field are just losers that he's definitely going to beat?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he to that extent. But, I mean, if mathematically you want to break it down, it's a fairly accurate assessment. I mean, to be quite fair from an analyst standpoint, I mean, if you look at the number of players in the field, you take off the 20 club professionals, so that's reduced by 20 players. half of those guys aren't playing very well, and then half of the remaining players, which is about, you know, 40 to 50 players, aren't going to respond to the conditions of the golf course or the pressure of the situation. So Brooks is obviously has 15 to 25 players to beat. And I think it, as hard as that is for a lot of players to hear, you know, these are the best players in the world. None of them want to think that they don't have a chance to win, and you have to give them that because they wouldn't be here if they didn't have that self-belief. But when you start to pencil in all the performance statistics and the fact that certain players, you know, the last player that was not in the top 50 ranked players in the world to win the PGA, you have to go back to Keegan Bradley. So it's an event that the cream rises to the top, and that was 8 years ago. So it's as hard as it is to hear, it's a fairly accurate statement. Now, the Masters, on the other hand, is even easier to win because you have to cut that figure in half. There's only about 10 or 15 players that can win that tournament every year. So it is what it is. I agree with Brooke.
With Nota Begay from the Golf Channel. He's live at Bethpage Black throughout the weekend for the PGA Championship. Speaking of the Masters, obviously everyone knows who won it, Tiger Woods, and he hasn't played since he walked off the 18th green at Augusta. By all accounts, he feels good. He looks good. You know him well. You've known him for a long time. You know, Tiger, 15 years ago, wins the Masters and immediately just believes he's going to win the next major. But this is not the same Tiger from 15 years ago. Do you get the impression like he's content with the Masters win and now he's going into this thinking, hey, I'm playing with house money? Or do you believe he's back to being greedy and feeling like he can win every major?
I think he has a tremendous amount of confidence in his ability to go out and win. I wouldn't necessarily say it's greedy. I think it's just understanding what his current thresholds are. I know that sitting on his couch in his house 2 years ago wondering whether he was ever going to play competitive golf again, one of the things that he knew was going to be a requirement as he moved forward was the fact that he had to figure out new ways to win. And part of that calculation and that formula is figuring out new and more effective ways to prepare. And we're seeing the less is more strategy right now, in the sense of no competitive rounds since he walked off the 18th green in the 72nd hole at the Masters. And he only played 9 holes this week because he didn't play any practice today, and I don't think he played any yesterday. But from what I've seen him in terms of, we watched him for about 45 minutes on the range yesterday, everything looks in order. So it's just a matter of, okay, is this calculation going to pay off for him, and the conservation of energy going to pay off for him this week?
Should be a fun weekend. Enjoy it down there. Thank you for doing this, Nota.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Nota Begay from the Golf Channel, and this Golf Insider is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Spring for Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Ontario Subaru dealer for great rates on 2019 models.